Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 428 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. Longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, what's going on, dude?
3-minute warning are not legends.
Oh, are we going back to... Yes, they are legends. They
don't
are.
Forget.
I know. Hella people are like... They are legends, rabble, rabble, rabble. They are not legends, rabble, rabble. The internet is divided yet again.
Love when that happens. No, dude, everything is gearing up for Philadelphia. I can't wait, man. We got the meetup and, well, we're recording super early, obviously, this week. We're leaving Wednesday, so, and leaving Wednesday at 5:15 a.m., I might add.
Yep.
So, getting out of Dodge early, and so we only have 2 nights this week, really, to kind of pack and get everything set up, so we got to set aside one of those for recording, so... Where we usually record Thursday, we're recording Monday, so we are literally 4 days away from the meetup. I cannot wait to meet everybody, to see everyone. If you're going to make it, hit up Jeff. Let him know on the social medias. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what's going on. If you've got my number, text me. Let us know you're going to be there so we can up the count with City Tap House. But it's crazy that we've been talking about this for how many months now? And here it is, just literally like hours away. I am so excited.
I know. I'm super stoked about this, dude. It's going to be so much fun just kicking back with everybody. I mean, we're going to probably see most of everyone prior to the meetup, but it's going to be like at WrestleCon or the World, where everybody's going to be running around going for photos, going for autos and stuff like that.
Looking at new toys in the Mattel section.
Yep. By the way, we've got to be there super early on a Thursday.
On Thursday. Yeah. Opens at noon, but yeah, we got to get there early because there are some names.
There's many names. There's going to be Hovas. There's going to be Steves. There's going to be Chads.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like the Finns and the Shinskes and the Mizzes.
Oh, them too. World. Yes.
Yeah.
Them too.
Those are the names I was talking about.
Oh, is that who you're talking about?
Yes. 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 We've got those people to hopefully meet at WWE World on Thursday.
So yes, looking forward to this trip. Like you said, 5:15, we're out of here. So anyways...
Yes, and I look forward to running up the rocky steps with a cheesesteak in hand.
Is that what your plan is?
That's kind of the plan, yeah, but I'm definitely not going to be running. I'm sure.
Oh, it's a hammy. It's a hammy.
Yeah. My quad, my hammy.
You're going to be out faster than Royce Lewis.
Oh, too soon. Dude,
too soon.
Way
sorry.
Too soon.
Sorry for all you Minnesota fans.
And those of you that drafted him in the fourth round. Sorry. That would be me.
That was a solid pick in the fourth.
Wait, when he's healthy, man, that kid rakes, but it's hard to keep him healthy.
One thing you can never do is predict injury.
Unless it's Royce Lewis or his teammate Byron Buxton, and then you can almost put money on it.
Then you can predict injury.
It's a magical tool.
You guys know where to get all of our shirts, I should say. Head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees or whatamaneuver.net. You guys know all the social medias, YouTube, Snapchat, Book of Faces, Instagram, all that stuff. Fully Posable, WFP. You guys know where to find our podcast. Just do a Google search. And if you want to send us any audio questions, or anything else at all, send on over to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. I know we just recorded about 4 days ago, but did you get anything, Scott?
Actually, I did, funny Ooh. Enough.
Okay.
First off, I want to curse the name of Big Bad Toy Store. I know I normally praise them, but they're slacking on sending me emails, so I am missing when new WWE figures are going up. And so I missed out on a couple, so I'm angry at BBTS, angry old man shaking his fist meme at BBTS right now. But I went to Marshall's over the weekend, and I don't normally go looking for toys there,
mm-hmm.
but I took a little stroll down the toy aisle, and they had the starting lineups. The basketball ones, and they're like $13.
Yes.
And I'm like, I mean, I'm not a big basketball guy. I mean, I do think Steph Curry is one of those generational talents,
Right.
So I'm like, I think I should spend $13 and get my first starting lineup in I don't even know how many years. So I got a Steph Curry starting lineup. Did I need it? No. Did I want it? Yeah. So I bought it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're walking around the store a little more and Shannon goes, hey, did you see over here? Well, apparently on the other side by the luggage, they have like some collectibles. They've got like Funko. It's kind of like how Target separates the collectible stuff from the main toys.
Yeah.
Apparently Marshall's does the same thing. So they had some Funkos and some figures over by their luggage. Well, the figures that they had, Jeff, I don't know if you remember this, in the McFarlane line, the DC line, they did the Batman Return. Is it Dark Knight Returns? Dark Knight Returns. It was a comic book that was done in, I believe, 86. And McFarlane did some figures of it. It was Batman, Robin, Joker, and Superman. And it came with a Build-A-Horse. And you and I saw it at, I want to say, Lodi Con, one of those toy cons that we went to. And it was, some guy was selling the set for like $150. And it was the four figures plus the horse. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at it. And I don't know if you remember it or not. But anyway, I bought the Batman and Robin out of that set a long time ago. They've been in the Detolf, I don't even know how long. So I still got the parts to their horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we go to Marshall's and literally sitting on a shelf are two Supermans and a Joker, the two that I don't have.
Whoa.
And they've got the parts to complete the horse. And they were only $10 each. But I mean, the cheapskate in me is kind of like, you know, that's $20 that can go towards a future Power Town figure. That's an elite figure. That's the CM Punk. That's price of CM Punk in a couple of weeks. Like, do I really need them? And Shannon grabs them out of my hand and throws them in the cart and go, yeah, you're going to get them.
Nice.
So she made up my mind for me.
So you got a Joker that's hung like a horse. Perfect.
Yes. And also a Superman that is.
Yes. Superman.
Yeah. Has a horse's leg.
They took their blue chew. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So yes, I did. In the few days between, I did pick up a couple of things.
Nice, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a quick trip to Marshall's and did not expect to walk out with toys, but I did.
Nice. I do want to say thank you, because by the time the show drops, it will probably be past the meetup, but I do want to say thank you to everybody that has donated to the meetup.
It's turned into one of those things. We're going to have more gifts and giveaways than people, I'm hoping. And it's because of the generosity of everybody that's reached out. I do want to thank Ringside Collectibles. They reached out. They're going to have some gifts there for the people as well. It's an amazing turnout, and it's the kindness of everyone that's making the giveaways possible. So yes, Jeff, I'm with you 100%. Sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to jump in. We had more people donate, so I wanted to make sure those names got thanked as well.
I want to thank everybody that's donating. So it means a whole lot. Speaking of Ringside, they emailed you back. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'll check that when we're done.
Okay, perfect. So Friday night, I don't know if you saw it, Scott, but I did a video. I did not a live, but it was just a video.
I did see that, yes, where I have to shoulder a bunch of blame for you not getting
what you
wanted.
Yeah, I totally put the blame on you because you chose 100%. The box. Yeah, you chose the boxes. So as of right now, we don't know what's in that third box. We'll find out at the Fig Life meetup, but
somebody could end up with the Chase Heart Foundation that Jeff had his heart set on.
Yep.
I told you not to do it, dude. I warned you numerous weeks and said this is a horrible idea.
You know what? I got to say Canadian roulette is fun, but it sucks when you don't win.
Yeah, it sucks when you lose that game.
It's like gambling.
I told you not to do it. I told you I hated it.
I know. It's fine. It's okay. I got the two. That's fine. What else? I picked up the gifts for you. Norm actually donated to the meetup as well.
Oh, man. See, it's crazy.
It's
crazy. Nobody wants anything. They just want to give. And I guess that's the beauty of the Fig Life, right?
It's like a potluck. Like everybody's bringing.
Yes.
Like we're going to tip the bartenders and action figures, dude. That's what we're doing.
Hey, thanks for the great work. Here's a Heart Foundation set.
No, there's only one and somebody's walking away with that one. I know for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be like a big three set of prizes. And that is one of the big three.
Yes. But you guys will find that out on Friday at the City Tap House. Actually, I deleted it off the notes because I thought I'm going to try to upload this before the meetup, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It just depends on time,
but it's at 2 Logan Square, North 100 North 18th Street at the City Tap.
Right.
City Tap.
Yeah, just look up City Tap House in Philly.
Here, do this thing. Go to your phone. in Google.
Telling me to do this?
No, not you.
Oh, you're telling the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I've already done this many times.
Go into Google, type in City Tap House, Philadelphia. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where we spent most of our days. Relaxing all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of the school, and a couple of guys were up to no good, started making trouble in the neighborhood. Got one little fight, and my mom got scared, said, "You're living with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." Wah, 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 wah. Just do that Google search. Come one, come all. We want you guys to have a good time, relax. It makes me feel so good to hear how much everybody loved the first two meetups.
It's like buddies that are out there that you've never met before in a lot of cases. And this is a chance to put an actual person with somebody that maybe you've only interacted with over social media. And it's so great. And yeah, you're right, Jeff. We've talked to people that like some of their best memories of going to WrestleMania years past was going to the meetup and hanging out with people.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's awesome, man. It's definitely a lot of fun. And I look forward to bro hugs and high fives and people winning stuff and just a lot of smiles. I think Shan is going to Instagram live it for us.
The whole thing? All 2 hours?
Well, probably not the whole thing, but like, you know, the giveaway parts. She'll do bits and pieces here and there on our social media. So if you're not able to make it, it'll be on Instagram live through our Fully Posable account. So definitely stay tuned to that on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Shannon, for doing that, because I will forget all about it.
Yeah, exactly. There's gonna be a lot going on. Yeah.
I'm so happy for the listeners that are winning. And then it's like, oh shit, I was supposed to take a picture or something, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oops. I think we almost forgot to do that at the first meetup we did too. And it was like, oh yeah, we should do pictures.
We should do pictures probably.
Yes. But you were right, Jeff. Let's definitely extend a huge thank you to everybody that has donated to the meetup. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm really hoping we have more to give away than people show up. Because literally, like you said, it's been a potluck where everybody's bringing something to the table. And that's the beauty of the Fig Life. I absolutely love it.
Yep. Again, City Tap House, just do a Google search. 100, I don't want to screw it up. I think it's 2 Logan Square, North 18th Street.
100. City Tap House, 2 Logan Square.
Okay, so basically this show's going to be news. Scott and I are recording super early, so not a whole lot has dropped just yet.
Yep.
That will be
a little bit, though.
A little bit did. I do want to say Powertown pre-orders for the Remco's will end this upcoming Monday, April 8th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
For realsies, you guys. For realsies this time. And they will not go back up for realsies.
Are you sure about that?
They're not going to do that thing like they did for the Ultras. Where they're like, sure? This is the last time they'll be available. And then, just kidding. Here they are again.
Joking.
Look, put them up as many times as you want, because I think everybody should be buying these.
Yeah. So again, those pre-orders will end on April 8th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right.
Nudge, nudge.
Know what I mean? Say no more. All right. Big Rubber guys, Powers of Pain, man, and Dusty Rhodes. I love the Dusty. It's got it's got no shirt on. It's got the blotch.
It's wrestling gear Dusty.
Yep. And I think all the proceeds go to the Dusty Foundation, Dusty Rhodes. Beautiful. Foundation.
That's awesome.
Yep. So those are available for pre-order right now. Again, it's Powers of Pain. It's Barbarian and it's Warlord, not Warlord in Trunks. And correct. Dusty Rhodes. Riding
the wrongs of LJN.
I pre-ordered all three.
Excellent.
Excellent. I had to.
Yeah, of course. They are so great, dude. And I just, the attention to detail that goes into these things, like you said, it's not Warlord and Trunks. Thankfully, they are righting the wrongs that LJN committed way back in, or Grand Toys, what have you, way back in 88, 89, because we never had Smash. We never had Barbarian. But here we are in 2024, and the Big Rubber guys are making it possible to complete collections that have been incomplete for, I don't know, like we're talking about almost 40 years now. So they look amazing. They're not cheap at all. They're not like these custom little paint jobs that you've seen. Like, these are high quality, killer looking figures. And just, I love that they are righting the wrongs of what LJN did so many years ago, dude. I love it.
Yep. So those are available for pre-order. I didn't see when the pre-order goes off, but jump on it right now. Don't wait.
Yeah, I think they go for a month.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was reading earlier in our Facebook group. People were saying that they're going to be available for a month. So go ahead and blow all your cash in Philly, stockpile it back up, and then pre-order these bad boys.
All right, Scott, the rest is going to be Mattel news. Basically, I haven't been on the message boards to pull questions, but Steve Ozer has been active on there. So let me get into the first question. First question came in from Destino. Destino said, if this has been answered before, my apologies, but is From the Vault going to affect the Greatest Hits line in any way? Well, not branded Greatest Hits. It is similar, and I was wondering if it's going to affect the Greatest Hits or Legends Greatest Hits. Personally, I don't mind having them all because I like the idea of updating highly sought-after figures, but I'd also understand if Mattel decided to consolidate some of these re-release lines. Steve said, not really. We'll have one normal EGH wave per year and some mini waves scattered throughout the year.
Did you jump in on those Elite Vaults?
The Elite Vaults.
I grabbed the Dudleys.
Wait, the Elite Vaults? Elite?
Yeah, the ones that Ringside put up. Where they brought the older Elites back.
Remember? Oh.
Did you get any of those?
No, I didn't, because I had most of the figures, so I was all good to go.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. But again, we're not Johnny. We're here for re-releases, man. Bring them all.
Yeah, we want people to get the re-releases.
Don't care about the value. Just let's get those figures in people's hands that really want them.
By the way, did you see CM Punk on Ariel Helwani?
Ooh, what?
Did you see CM Punk on Ariel Helwani show today?
Oh, no. I did not.
Interesting watch. Just give it a watch.
He's not like talking shit, getting himself in trouble with WWE, is he?
No, not with WWE.
Okay, good. Let's stay in the good graces, please.
Let's just say he did address some AEW stuff, though.
Oh, really?
Give it a watch tonight. Just on YouTube, search Ariel Helwani. It's about an hour and a half, but next thing you know, you're like 50 minutes in and you're like, holy crap. Like, wow. So...
Okay. Does he mention Jack Perry by name?
Yep.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he says Jack. He doesn't say Jack Perry, but Ariel Helwani kind of sets him up for it.
Okay, got it. Oh, okay. I bet that's good. But as long as he's not stomping on toes at WWE, like...
No.
I want this relationship with CM Punk and WWE to last forever. I am so happy he's back, dude. I don't want it to get jacked up.
And he talks about Vince, too. That's the other...
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good.
After that whole Drew and CM Punk exchange last week. That's good yeah. Shit, pal.
He actually talks about him pooping on people's heads. So
talks about the brown crown. Let's discuss.
That made the interview for me right there. Next question came in from Davey. Davey said, hi, Steve. Are there any plans for the Walmart British Bulldog Superstars figure to make it over to the UK as a one-off? Thanks. Steve said, it's not looking likely, unfortunately.
Sad. That sucks, dude. The one place that like it really should be meant for.
Oh, dude. How don't Davey figures make it over there?
Yeah, it's like us not getting Hulk Hogan here. Like,
yeah,
that's insane.
Or the Patriot.
Thank you.
What?
Well, you're right.
I ain't wrong.
We do love our Patriot around here.
We do. We love our Del Wilkes. Next question came in from JT. JT said, does the recent reveal of Big Bubba Rogers and the information included on the back of the box have any implications for Jim Cornette or Midnight Express figures? Steve said, nope.
One okay, more. But is that just throw us off the scent?
No.
There's Figures Toy Company's got them locked up, dude. They're not.
Yeah, they're all set.
Yeah, yeah. They're happy right now, but once that deal is up,
we'll see where they go.
Yes.
Next question came in from Flair Forever. Steve, thank you for all that you do. We really appreciate your presence here. I'm wondering if you are able to offer any insight or explanation as to why Walmart offered the Monday Night War Series 3 and the second wave of the Monday Night War Ultimates online for pre-order, but not Series 1 and 2. And not Brett and Roddy Piper Ultimates. It's frustrating to collectors that many Walmart stores only seem to receive two of each Ultimate figure, and they are typically not replenished. Some of us are stressed that we won't be able to find these at retail and be forced to pay high secondary market prices or not buy the ultimate figures at all. You made recent comments that Walmart was making improvements, and I sincerely hope that holds true. Two figures per store just doesn't seem like enough to satisfy collectors. Many buy two themselves. Is it a possible consideration to have at least one full case, quantity of four, of each ultimate for Walmart?
That was one full case in all caps, Jeff.
Yes. These should really be available online for collectors to have fair chance to buy when they are re-released or when they are released. I hope that if Walmart will not make these more widely available, that Mattel will consider offering them on Mattel Creations. See, he put Mattel Creations, not MC. Or through Ringside Collectibles. Many of your diehard fans are becoming frustrated trying to track these down. Thank you for listening to us. Steve said those were the ways available when they were ready to roll things out again on .com. Older product was already allocated for brick and mortar, so we can't go back. Just a timing thing.
And this is where a lot of frustration lies with collectors, is they're literally standing there with their arms out with money in fist, ready to just hand it over like, please, give me this product. Here is the money. I want to pay you now.
Yep.
And Walmart is so inept at handling business that they cannot make that happen. It is so sad for collectors, dude. And then, yes, he's absolutely right. You're at the mercy of the secondary market. I really hope Steve's right that Walmart has it figured out now.
And all, honestly, we always see Bret Hart figures go for more. So guess what's going to happen? Yep. We're going to see that Bret figure. That thing's going to be like double ultimate prices.
Easy, yeah.
So if you guys can find them, man, snag them quick, because those secondary markets are going to be hitting here soon, if not already. Alphaz 510. Ooh, I wonder if he's out here. He's out in the 510.
Oh, out in the 510. Yeah, maybe.
He followed up and he said, hi, Steve. My question is the same as the person here. Walmart distribution is atrocious. I went to five Walmarts in the SF Bay Area, only to find the Monday Night War figure sold out or never receiving shipment. Yeah, that's why I give up on Walmarts out here. This is very disappointing as a huge fan of the Monday Night Wars. We definitely need more quantity sold and easier access to them. Steve said, planogram hasn't reset yet, so you're going to have some trouble until then. Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I love that.
Hey, Mattel, I got some money for you for your product. I don't understand why you don't want to take my money. You know,
that's it. Exactly. Yes.
I don't understand this, but you know, you do you, boo.
Well, that's the problem. They're at the mercy of the biggest retailer in the United States.
Yeah, that's true.
Walmart is the muscle, dude.
Target is so much easier.
Oh, gosh. It's night and day.
It is just a complete night and day difference.
Yeah.
You see the product on shelves. You get said product. You're not like, when you see Walmart pre-orders or stuff is Walmart exclusive, you start to hyperventilate.
Yeah, you're exactly. Like,
oh, crap. Oh, crap.
Nurse kick in. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this guy said, he went to five SF Walmarts around here. Dude, I don't even go to Walmarts around here because I know exactly what I'm going to find. Nothing.
Trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Trash. Complete trash out here.
Yeah. You know, it's really bad.
We're already overpopulated out here. So.
Yeah. And not only can Target handle their pre-orders, but a lot of times, like our biggest gripe with Target is we'll pre-order it and we'll find it in stores before the pre-order comes in.
Or
that's our biggest complaint. And that's not a bad thing.
Or we'll see it on clearance, even before we get our pre-order sometimes.
Exactly. And then it's a super easy in-store. I'm canceling my pre-order. And that's not a bad thing because you get the figure in hand. That's the huge difference between Target and Walmart right now.
Yeah. To kind of show you guys what it's like out here in the Bay Area to go figure hunting.
There you go. Yeah, he just laid it out.
Steve said, I'm hopeful you have better luck after the reset and the figs have an official home on pegs.
Not going to be holding my breath.
Yeah. Your Walmart isn't that great out there, huh?
Oh, no, dude. No. No, it's not great. The best luck I had was finding the CM Punk Supreme in November, the day after Survivor Series.
Man, I'm not going to get any AEW figures, you know. And the Supremes are cool, but you know, I'm not going to get it. CM Punk makes his debut. Oh my god, dude, I can't wait to get back to Tracy to get the CM Punk away.
Yeah, I'm figure. In San Francisco the night of the Survivor Series. As soon as I landed back in Tracy, I'm like, we dropped the bags off at the house and I'm like, I got to go to Walmart. Like jump back in the car, back to Walmart. And luckily they had like seven of them sitting there and I was like, "Yes."
Do they still have
one? I was so happy. Oh, no. Long gone. Long gone, dude. And I knew that was going to be the case, so I had to get there ASAP.
You know what's funny is I thought that was going to happen with the Cody figure when he showed up at WrestleMania. Yeah. Thank you.
No, they sat for a while.
His Supreme figure sat for a little bit, and I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, they did sit for a minute.
Next question came in from the sexy psychotic. Hello, pretty lady. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello, pretty lady.
Hey, Steve. I'm not sure if this falls under your control or umbrella, but simply, why haven't the Ultimate Edition waves been allocated for the UK, specifically the Monday Night Wars? I understand the price and such, but surely if that was an issue, a smaller order slash buy could allow for much higher complete sell-through. Now it seems that the only way to get these pieces is through secondary markets, unless have they been offered to indie stores. Any insight would be incredibly welcomed and appreciated. Steve said UK retailers passed on them, unfortunately. Hopefully the Monday Night War elites do well in the UK, and that can open up the door for traditional SKUs at a higher price point. He put a crossing fingers emoji. You know what's a shame is that how isn't figures going over to the UK? And this is something I would like to know. Why aren't figures going over to the UK? UK is such a hotbed for wrestling.
100%. Absolutely. Yes.
And I'm not in the know. So I just kind of want to know, where's the disconnect? Like, why aren't the Monday Night War Ultimates or whatnot going over there? Like, it seems like it's us over here where they're standing there with money in their hands to give Mattel as well.
Absolutely.
So I would love to know, like, that disconnect as well. So
I would too. It makes me sad that they don't have access, like, especially that Davey Boy Smith Superstars figure.
Yeah.
That just seems like a no-brainer to send just a crap ton of cases over there because you know he's going to move.
Yeah.
It makes me sad for them, like, just because I put myself in their shoes, like, as a collector.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not able to get, like I said, like, a Hulk Hogan, you know, or an Ultimate Warrior or a Randy Savage figure, like, why can't I get that here? Like, I'm a collector too. What's the problem? Like,
yeah,
logistics, let's figure it out. Just it makes me sad for the other collectors that can't get their hands just on figures that they want. It sucks.
Much agree.
Like you said, money in hand, waiting to hand it out, and they can't get the item. It sucks.
Next question comes in from Slap Nuts World. Steve, with the official reveal of the UWF title, will we see more first time in the line championship belts that we would never thought, and he capitalized never, thought we'll ever see in the Mattel WWE action figure line? Thank you. Steve said, we are definitely still working more surprise belts into the line.
Oh, dude. Let the wheel start turning.
Yep.
As we did last week, Jeff.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. So we were having the conversation last week. You said something about the AWA tag titles.
Yes.
It feels like that Power Town would have access to those rights of the to the AWA tag titles.
And after thinking about our discussion last week,
uh-huh,
I did think if they can do them, if Mattel has the rights to do the AWA tag titles, they do have two guys under their umbrella right now that they could put those belts on.
And after our conversation last week, I couldn't get the image of ET's dick out of my brain.
You've seen it?
Well, no, but then I started thinking about
Google
it.
Google search it.
I was like the dude from, Superbad. I can't stop drawing penises. Seth, I couldn't stop drawing. Yeah. Then after we talked about it, I couldn't stop thinking about ET.
No. How are you feeling like that after the meetup, dude?
Don't worry, I'll be giving you some prime hydration sticks, dude.
Steve Hoker's frantically working on our next design.
Just a shirt with a shrivel. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so two guys that were former AWA tag champs under the banner.
Yeah, you're gonna punch yourself when you get it too.
Okay, so Midnight Rockers, they don't have Jannetty. The Bad Company, they don't
work backwards.
Okay, so Long Riders, they don't have them.
They never held the AWA tag belts.
Oh, well, do they still have the rights to Mr. Perfect?
As far as I know, they made a Legends figure of him not too long ago.
That's right, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Yep, and they still have Razor.
Okay.
And they've never done a Big Scott Hall. Nor have they done a short-haired Kurt Hennig from the AWA.
I'm really curious to see who has the rights to the AWA belts in general.
Right.
Can WWE get them? Is Powertown holding on to them? I feel like tune in next week.
Yeah, right. Like this story changes every week, and I'm here for it. I love it. But Greg Gagne or Gagne is involved with Powertown, so you've got to think that. But WWE bought everything.
That's true. But right? Did they get the rights to the belts?
I don't know.
Because
that's the great part. Like, if they did, we could get a young Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig, which I think that's awesome, dude. If they could do those two guys, that would be so awesome. Just to get younger versions of them before Mr. Perfect, before Razor Ramon. Here's a little history lesson, kids. Like, that could be a great territory set, too, with the AWA tag belts.
Oh, that's a great call.
That would be so awesome, right?
Oh, that would be badass. By the way, we were talking about the belt that comes with Superstar Billy Graham.
Yes.
If you look at the Iron Claw movie poster, there's a picture of Kevin Von Erich holding up a belt. Hmm. The belt that Superstar Billy Graham is holding in, or not holding, but that's around his waist in the figure, or on the figure, that is similar to the belt that Kevin is holding.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I thought so that if you got that A24 Kevin Von Erich, you can put the Superstar Billy Graham belt on it.
I guess. Can't cross the road like that, no.
It's like crossing streams. Yeah, it's a big no-no.
That's a big no-no. I'm curious how far they're going to go. Like, UWF, that was such a shot in the dark. Like, just a...
Nobody saw that coming, dude. Nobody saw that coming. We've often talked about how cool would it be to get UWF represented in the Mattel line, right? And boom, here we are, and they're giving us Big Bubba Rogers and the UWF title, plus a former heavyweight champion and Terry Gordy as well. So I mean, they're definitely hitting all of our golden era senses here,
right?
That's for sure. And I can't wait to see what's offered next. But I mean, when you talk surprises, I think AWA would be a huge surprise. World-class titles, who knows,
right?
And you've got to hope they decide to do a belt pack at some point, too.
I'm hoping.
Really? I mean, so you're not having to buy all of the figures just to get your hands on the belt when that's what you really want. Yep. I think a belt pack with some of these would be amazing.
Next question comes in from Jim Cornette's Wendy's order. I want to know what his order is. Is it like a junior bacon cheeseburger like mine?
I wish I knew. But knowing Cornette, I'm going to guess it's a Dave's triple.
Okay. Some fries in there? Yeah, throw some fries.
Oh, you always got to have fries.
Oh, dude, I've been making air fried fries.
Okay.
Dude, I bought this like potato French fry cutter thing.
That was my next question. Are you making your own?
Yep. Shove a potato into this thing. You grab this handle, push it down. It's like a In-N-Out burger.
In-N-Out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that, dude.
Nice. How are they coming out?
Oh, dude, they're coming out so good.
Nice.
Yeah. Some are still a little soggy. I can't get them all, it feels like. But dude, the ones that are coming out, like... Nice.
Are you putting too many in there, maybe?
I think so.
Okay. So do fewer batches or fewer in the batch?
Maybe.
And then do two batches so that you have plenty of fries?
Oh, dude, they're so good.
Hell yeah, dude. French fries, I don't know what it is about the potato, but my favorite breakfast food is hash browns. And I think my favorite side order is French fries.
And what's funny is I hate tater tots.
What?
I hate tater tots.
Are you kidding me?
But I'll eat anything that's a potato, you know?
You don't like tater tots?
No.
Have you tried the extra crispy ones?
From where?
Orida makes them.
Who?
Orida. Come on, dude. You go grocery shopping, right?
Yeah, but I don't...
Orida. The frozen...
Flo-Rida?
Okay.
Okay. He's saying at WrestleMania 28.
I can't with you. Security! Try the extra crispy tater tots that Orida makes, and you'll find them in the frozen food section, dude.
Will it sing to me like Flo Rida?
Okay, next.
Jim Cornette.
Moving on, damn it.
Jim Cornette's Wendy's order said, when will we finally get a release date for Fab Takeover Ultimate Editions? What is Fab?
I'm racking my brain.
Oh, B-Fab. They really want the B-Fab Ultimate. Okay. Seems like it's been almost... Oh shit.
No, nobody wants that, dude.
Seems like it's been almost a year since we heard they were coming back. Third-party retailers are selling them for scalper prices, and there's been hardly any update on when we can buy them. Why do third-party retails get these store exclusives so early? Does that not hurt the retailer who has them and their sales when others are selling them weeks, months in advance? Steve said, more info coming WrestleMania weekend.
Well, this would be fascinating if I knew what a fab takeover was.
A fab takeover?
Oh, you mean what's going to happen at WrestleCon when Mandy Rose shows up?
Oh, dude, that's gross. I don't.
Yeah, a bunch of non-deodorant wearing, mouth breathing, just guys. Gross.
Fab fan takeover? That's the only thing I could.
Fan takeover? Yes, it's a typo. It's a typo.
Oh, it does. So I control C, control V from the message board.
Well, sure. So yeah, you're going to pull in all the mistakes and.
Yeah. So fab takeover. Okay.
I'm like, what is fab? We don't know what this is. And you put this in the notes. What are we doing? But yeah, it's fan takeover.
Oh man. A fab takeover is disgusting. Oh man. Anyways, more info coming WrestleMania weekend, Steve said.
Oh boy.
I'm more in favor of a B fat taker than a fab taker. That's disgusting, dude. Holy crap. Next question came in from PJ. PJ said, how come the best of Ultimate Edition Warrior was given the updated articulation, but the best of Ultimate Edition Bret and Triple H figures didn't get the butterfly joints, even though you had the updated torsos? Steve said, I don't think the new Bret torso was ready at the time of production. But aside from that, we weren't yet able to make all the swaps you saw on later re-releases. Sometimes things evolve.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. And Scott, that is it for Steve Ozer on the message boards, and he will be answering a shitload of questions when we get there.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Talk about a fan takeover. Yeah, we're going to be taking over Steve's time. That's for
hell
sure.
Hell yeah. It's going to be a fap takeover.
Poor Steve.
Fat for figures. It's not fat for 50. It's fat for figures, dude.
No, it's going to be awesome, dude. I hope Steve is ready to put his answering questions hat on. I mean, it's going to be, when are we going to get so-and-so? And he's going to have to do his control C, control V answer a lot of times. He may as well just bring a sign. Yep. So when somebody asks that, he just holds it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Save his voice.
How many times is he going to say, well, you know, they're unfortunately not under a deal with us, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just bring a sign and hold it up.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that rounds out the show. If I get the show out before the meetup, we can't wait to see everybody there. If I don't, thank you for everyone that showed up.
And we hope that you got everything you wanted.
I covered all the bases on that one.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an either or situation. You covered them both. Great job. That's why you're the host.
Also, check out Wrestling Toy Tracker if you're in the hunt for any carded or loose figures from LJNs, Galoobs, Hasbros, Just Toys, Bendems, Defining Moments, or Retros. Again, that's WrestlingToyTracker.com. Also, check out Wrestling Figure Database. Over there, they have almost every wrestling figure ever made over at WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. We didn't do the nostalgia tonight. We're just going to keep this short. We wanted to get a show out to you guys this week. So anyway,
and we didn't want to talk about Bone Cruncher. Sorry.
No, not even close. But anyways, if go check out WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. Scott, do you have any drunk wrestling history this week?
I believe Eddie is dropping WrestleMania 10 this week.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So that would be the episode.
Did you like the show or no?
WrestleMania 10?
Yes.
The last match was so garbage, dude, with Bret the way he won.
The way that Yoko fell off the whatchamacallit?
So dumb.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
So dumb. I mean, RIP Yoko, one of the best big men in the history of the business, but Bret deserved better in that win, I think. Just because Yoko looked clumsy and Bret got a pin, that just, it didn't make Bret look great. It made Yoko look really bad. And that was your main event of a milestone Mania. And it's like a bitter pill at the end of a meal. It's not dessert. It's a bitter pill. And that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, because both guys deserved better and it didn't happen in that main event. So, Plus, yeah. Luger's match wasn't great.
No.
He couldn't have looked less interested coming out.
Yep.
He just looked like he would rather be anywhere else than WrestleMania.
Yep.
And just, oh, God, I didn't want that guy to win the belt. As soon as I saw that, I was like, no. I loved Luger, but I'm like, he just looks so disinterested. The tag title match was good. I enjoyed that. But give a show a listen. Wherever you find your podcast at, you'll find Drunk Wrestling History on Twitter at @wrestling_drunk, because we're not always accurate, but we're always drunk.
I'm actually lost. What was the tag title match that show?
Men on a Mission versus the Quebecers.
That's right. It was a good match.
It was a great dude. Yes. Yes. Because they played into what Men on a Mission did well. They let Mabel have his big rap spots. They let Oscar rap. Yes. Mo did the boatload of the work. They let Mabel come in for his spots, and they played to strengths on both sides. So, yes, I really enjoyed the tag title match.
Okay.
And Brett versus Owen.
It's really good. It's an underrated match.
Brett Owen?
Yeah.
It might be one of the best openers of any pay-per-view ever in the history of pay-per-view.
That one can be debated.
Oh, 100%. That's why I'm saying it may be, because you could definitely start to have those conversations. But it was so good. I loved that match, dude.
Yeah.
Brett Owen was fantastic.
Breaker and I did a podcast one time where we broke down that match, and I had Breaker start kind of going over like the psychology and stuff like that, that Brett and Owen were doing in that match. And there's one thing that Breaker pointed out. He goes, there's one part where Owen has Brett like in a wrist lock and Brett's on the ground. And I guess Owen kind of kicked him, and Brett like pointed up at him like, you jerk.
So that was not part of the plan.
So Breaker says it could have been part of the plan, because that played into Owen's character and Brett just being like, you son of a, you're that pesky little brother, you know?
And there's more that goes into that match too, because it was booked so perfectly.
Yes.
Because that match did wonders for Owen in building him as an established heel, getting the win over Brett. That made him a guy that was going to be a top guy for years to come. And Brett was, I don't want to say bulletproof, but the loss didn't hurt him.
No.
Because you knew he was going to get the main event later, so he was fine. And then by the end of the show, you got Owen coming back out as Brett is celebrating. And because Owen already beat Brett, now you've got a tailor-made challenger for Brett that's going to go over however many months, years to come, because now you've made a top guy.
Yep.
Right. You've got a believable guy that could win the heavyweight title in Owen Hart. And as it was, they ended up main eventing SummerSlam that year. But that match was booked absolutely perfect. It went exactly as it should have.
Yep. So if you want to check that out, check out Drunk Wrestling History. Just do a Google search for that podcast.
Yep. City Tap House and then Drunk Wrestling History and then E.T.'s Dick. Or maybe just the first two.
Yeah, let's just do the first two.
Let's just stick with those.
Dude, how funny would that be if Steve Hoker did a design of E.T.?
It's got my little spiky tips on the head. Because that's how I feel.
Also, check out the Rumble Wheel. And Scott Breaker and Chad, actually. Rad Chad did a podcast, and they were on the TB Toycast this past week.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Chad just goes over all the toys that he collected and talking about Hasbros and everything.
None in particular then. It was just kind of a run the gamut of stuff that was collected.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard the show just yet, but I have a feeling that's what it's going to be.
Got it. Okay. So there was no specific line discussed. There was no like, week we're going to discuss blah, blah, blah.
I'm guessing Hasbro's, because Chad has a,
that's his wheelhouse.
He has a full collection of it too. So
that's so awesome.
Yep. Also check out the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast. Check out Stolen Gimmicks. Oh, by the way, they had an update. They do like WWE 2K.
Okay. So they vouch for 24 then.
They vouch for 24.
Okay. Yeah. Tim likes it too, but still on the fence.
All right. Tim's playing it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Tim got it too. He usually buys every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a fan of that series too, and he was saying it's good, so I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know. Still on the fence, though.
Also, check out In the Marbles Pod, and Scott, I got fourth this past week. I picked Martin Truex Jr. and I dropped to last in the standings. I am officially last in their fantasy cup.
Oh man.
My guy got fourth and he actually had the lead, and then they went into the last lap and somebody spun out. And so they had to do a restart, and everybody pitted. And as he was exiting the pits, this guy named Denny Hamlin, he beat Truex out of the pits, and then Truex just shat the bed in the final lap. And then
So
now I'm last, dude. I did good. I got fourth, but obviously fourth only takes you backwards.
That sucks. But you know the saying, dude, if you ain't first, you're last. So everybody else ahead of you that's not in first, they're also in last with you.
Also, check out the legendary wrestling figures with Brian. He had Dylan from Wrestling Figure Database on.
Oh, sweet. I bet those guys had a great conversation.
They did. They did. Nice. I love Brian, dude. And adding Dylan to the mix, dude, just added to it. So,
and Brian's got a hillbilly gym to give away at the meetup, too.
Absolutely. Work the Arm podcast with Jeff and Jamie. That's a lot of fun as well. Pod Subject to Change with Nick Dunham and his two kids discussing wrestling from all eras. Ryan Buds doing trivia with the Buds. 10 questions every single day where you just sit back about 10 to 15 minutes and you listen to some trivia. Love that guy over there.
And love. Ryan Buds has a giveaway for the show or for the meetup as well.
And I don't want to leave Steve out at the PPW podcast. He has a giveaway too.
Yes, sir.
Yep. But Ryan, thank you for the giveaway. RJ over at Ringside Rant, EJ and Rucker doing boot to the face. Tim's pulling up a chair with the Fig Life and Marty and Sarah love wrestling. Scott, roll call.
Yep, gonna throw it out to Jason Wolf. He's not doing any commissions right now, but he still has a custom chop shop. He does amazing work. Give his stuff a look over at his social media accounts, The Art of Jason Wolf. And of course, Steve Hoker on TeePublic, search store name Starman NJ. Maybe he'll have an ET's dick shirt up soon, a bumper sticker, what have you, something along those lines. He does great work too. He has merch of your favorite podcasts. So go check out TeePublic, search store name Starman NJ. All proceeds go to a different charity every month because that's just the kind of dude that Steve is. Can't wait to see you at the meetup. And thank you for your giveaway items also, Steve and Jeff. That rounds out roll call.
All right, Scott, time to jet set over to Philadelphia.
I'm literally going to pack right now.
I've got some stuff. I'm actually mostly packed. I just got a few things to throw in. Got to do a little bit of laundry too, so we'll get that done.
Yeah, we did laundry over the weekend. And tonight it's throw clothes in a bag and grab my figures.
Yep, that's going to be it. So Scott, for episode 428, anything else?
Stay safe, stay healthy. Big license 2016. Happy toy hunting and hopefully see you in Philly.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to episode 428. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully hostable. Let's go! Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, M.O.C. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.